If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic at Magic 106.7. Our One Magical Wish campaign continues. One of the things I love about this campaign is not just sort of getting connected with the community and coming up with all these incredible gifts for children and families that need them, is working with and talking to and getting to know the organizations that work with these families. And we're doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Vega is the executive director of Lazarus House, which works and has for over 40 years with the Merrimack Valley, offering food and shelter and community and so much more to those in need. Carmen, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
We're so excited to talk to you. We know you have a long-term and long-time partnership with One Wish Project. But tell us first about Lazarus House. For those who are unfamiliar, tell us about Lazarus House and the mission, who you serve, what types of services you provide.
Sure. So Lazarus House, as you have mentioned, we've been in the serving the Greater Lawrence community for over 41 years. We offer community food, shelter, clothing, advocacy services, and so much more. We have two housing programs. We have two food programs, a soup kitchen that serves daily breakfast and lunch. And we're serving about 150 to 175 meals daily.
Wow. Wow.
We have a food pantry that gives out supplementary groceries. And just yesterday, we served 1,776 folks.
Wow.
In a five-hour window. Let me tell you, this place is from soup to nuts.
Yeah.
Notary services to a shower and everything in between.
That's
where you could come in to speak to an advocate, whether if someone is going through, like wanting to go through detox, or if someone is homeless, or whatever the situation is, they could come in and speak to one of our advocates.
That's wonderful. Carmen, talk about your partnership with One Wish Project. I know they provide birthday celebrations for many of your guests.
Yes.
So talk about the impact that they have and why you decided to partner with them and why you have such an ongoing relationship with One Wish Project.
Yes, we love One Wish Project. Hannah, I believe, started this when she was just a young child herself. She saw a need, and she just stepped into it to bring joy into a child's life. When this cake comes in, not only a cake comes in that's personalized, but they also bring gifts. So the impact that it makes is just incredible, because some of the children that we serve here at the Lazarus House shelter, the parents have not been able to celebrate them in the way that they would have liked to, right? I'm a parent, right? And I know how much that would hurt, that I wouldn't be able to do a birthday party for my child or to be able to buy them a cake. But yet, then the One Wish Project comes in and, you know, brings in this amazing energy, first of all, you know, to the shelter, brings these amazing gifts and this beautiful cake. And to see that child smile is just,
it's priceless.
I don't even know. Yes. And then not only that, when you see the mother behind the child with her eyes, with you know, filled with tears, that's just to another level.
And talk about that a little bit, Carmen, if you would, because I think sometimes people listening may have an idea of what those families are like and whatever caused them, if that's the right word, to be in the situation that they're in.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot we don't know about families that are struggling. It could be any of us. We're all, we say this every year, a paycheck
right.
or two
yeah.
away
yeah.
from being
that's
in a similar
right.
situation. But talk a little bit about the families that you work with.
Yes, I'm so glad that you bring that up, because as you just said, it could be, you could be walking in the street and you probably wouldn't even notice who lives at our shelter, because it's a regular person. I'll share one family that came to us. Her name is Maria, and she has given me the permission to share her story. She came in to me. She's a single mother working at Walmart with two children, and her landlord had told her that her rent was going to increase by $600 the following month.
Oh, my God.
She came in shaking. She's like, there's no way that I can increase any more hours at my job. I'm a single mother, and there's no way that I can look at him in his eyes and say, I'm sorry, I don't have the additional $600. So this is one of the families that that we serve.
I just want to remind people, too, that, you know, the need is year long. So we do this with One Wish Project, but the need is year long. And so we like to shine a light during the season of giving, but we encourage people to buy gifts and things for all of these children and teens year round.
Yeah.
Through one Magical Wish.
Yes.
So.
And we want to thank you, Carmen, for your work and for the partnership you have forged with One Wish Project that benefits so many of your families. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much for your time as well.